Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv, Miss Allie Mack. The All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, can be heard today from 2 to 6 p.m. on Dukes and Bell with Mike Bell. Live from Flowery Branch, they'll have Raheem Morris and a player guest. So, you know what, Mike's Mafia, just stick around because we got stuff for you. Because we got Garrett Chapman here, G-Money, is doing like the double duty thing. He's really doing triple duty because he's already doing two people's job. Our producer always does two people. Dylan or Garrett, whoever's filling in back there on the morning shift, does two people's jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, what takes two people to do in the afternoon show and in the middays, we've got one. But he's also doing like triple duty today because he's going to kind of like fill in host and like much like Dylan would if I was out or Mike was out or mm-hmm. you were out and it was just two of us. He's going to chime in with some stuff. He's got a good and the bad, the ugly for us. Coming up later, Allie, so when we do that at 7. And Garrett does a really good job for us of he and Joe Patrick cover the Falcons up there. They're always up there. Garrett does it for a couple outlets, and so he's got a little insight on the Falcons as well.
Well, and he's going to be covering the Mic'd Up today, and I was trying to think of names. I was like, because they're always kind of punny, you know? I was like, maybe it's like Get to Know Garrett, like with the G's, double G's there. But we can come up with something
What if you just said G'd up?
G'd up! I don't know. That might have bad context.
We'll take suggestions. We'll take some truths.
Well, I think that's great because it doesn't at all fit, but it's funny.
Yeah, there it is.
Before we get to headlines, I got to ask you guys, did you get the notification on your phones that we have a new Apple update?
No.
So it's like a whole new, like, you know, when you update it and it starts to look all funny. So I got the notification last night and I was like, let me go ahead and update this. And make sure that my phone's ready to go and alarms will work because sometimes it'll reset in the middle of the night. And coming into the station today, I was playing some music. Apple is trying to be way too cute. Apple Music is now fading its music into the next song. I'm like, that's cute. Why don't you leave it to the real DJs? It's automatically fading out songs and going into the next. It's cool. I can hit Chapel Run when I want to, Apple. I got it.
Is that... Were you playing a playlist or an album, or was it just like you just have songs that are picked for Allie?
Yeah, like, just my library on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that before. On Spotify, you're able to set those or change those settings to where it fades into a new song. It's pretty cool, but it's like it's going to be something that I hit decline or remind me tomorrow or something for the next 6 to 12 months.
I think it's Spotify has like your DJ. There's like a DJ on it. I used to use Apple Music. And then one day Amy was like, why are you paying for Apple and I'm paying for Spotify when one of us could have a family account? And I was like, okay. She's like, I'm not leaving Spotify, though. And I was like, okay.
Well, my hands are tied.
So I went back to Spotify, and I think it's Spotify has like the, it's like, yo, Bo, this is your DJ. And it's like all AI.
Really?
DJ
all,
X.
Yeah, yeah, you've heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's actually cool, but then again, I hate it at the same time.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm like, dude, if I wanted to DJ, I'd listen to radio.
Exactly.
And
don't
do it. And also, do you know who I am?
Exactly.
Just kidding, but.
No, but so Apple's always like a little bit behind other apps on things. So this must be their answer to Spotify being able to fade and come back into things. So I'll have to change those settings. But driving in this morning with it just set for me, I was like, no, we will not be doing this. I will hit next on everything before you have a chance to fade. So good luck to you. If you have an Apple iPhone today, there is an update. You're going to be looking at a whole new screen, and change is scary, but eventually you get used to it.
It's a good heads up, though, for those people.
Yeah, go ahead and update them. Make sure your alarms are set. Here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. The Braves winter meetings are underway. Braves are adding more pitching. According to The Athletic, they have signed right-handed pitcher James Karinchak on a minor league deal. Georgia Tech's Haynes King was named All-ACC Player of the Year by the AP, rightfully deserved. He threw for 2,697 yards and 12 touchdowns while running for 922 yards this season. Justin Herbert did play during Monday Night Football, even though he had surgery 7 days ago on his left hand. The Chargers beat the Eagles in overtime 22-19. Did you see that Stefan Urkel was in the building last night?
But hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Oh.
I did not.
Yeah, he was there. Jaleel really? White was in the building along really? With Billy Crystal. Yeah, because it's
I did
LA.
See Billy Crystal. He yeah. looked, he had like a weird stocking cap on.
He did. Did you catch much of this game?
So, yes and no. I didn't catch a lot, but I caught a good bit of it because I fell asleep as like pregame was going, mm-hmm. and I woke up for the fourth quarter, and I could not go back to sleep. And I'm glad because I don't know if you guys got to catch the fourth quarter. I hope you didn't because I hope you were sleeping. But it was good. It was really good. Went into overtime, too.
Right, right. I caught the first half. Like, with us combined, we watched the full game.
Yeah.
I watched the first half of the game, and I saw that absolutely ridiculous turnover that Jaleel, that Jalen Hurts had. where it was, let me see, Deshaun Hand caught it, but he fumbled it, and then it went back to Jalen Hurts. He got it, and then he fumbled it and kicked it, letting the Chargers recover it again.
Yeah, the very rare interception thrown, recovery after the fumble, and then fumbled, and rarely do one player turn the ball over twice in one play. And I've never seen that done like that. Maybe there's been another. I've never seen a quarterback throw an interception, the ball be fumbled, happen to pick it up, and then literally got possession, maybe took two steps. He clearly had possession and control.
Yeah.
And then fumbled it again where it's established that he turned it over twice on the same play.
Ridiculous. I mean, they were saying that was the first time in history that's happened.
Yeah, that's good because I'd never seen it before. And I was like, And you know what's crazy is that we get anywhere now where in football's been around long enough that when there is a first time ever, you got to be like, man, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. They've been playing football longer than the forward pass has been a thing, but the forward pass has been around for over 100 years now. And for something to be for the first time ever done in 100 years, it's pretty wild.
Well, and that's like a trophy that Jalen Hurts wants no part of. He's like, no.
No.
He can't be the only one.
Nor did he want the fact that he essentially lead him to a 5 turnover night.
That's insane.
And the interception to end the game was as good of a defensive play by a collective secondary, as you'll see, where the DB is able to fade back off the route. He basically leaves his guy. He kind of drops a little deep because he sees the ball coming and to tip it. And Jefferson, I think it's Tony Jefferson, his name, makes the interception. And it was like both guys made phenomenal plays on the ball just to tip it, and then for Jefferson to be able to stop on the sideline, keep his feet in bounds, get to the ball and fall down. Just great play on both sides. And look, I've no love lost for Philadelphia, so I'm happy they lost. I don't really care if they win another game ever. I'm not an Eagles guy. I know that hurts Dylan, who I don't know, may or may not have been out there.
Who knows? I know.
So, no, you know what's funny is I had no clue when you said that yesterday. I know where Dylan's at, or maybe. And I was like, I wonder where, and I never asked you.
Just follow the significant other, man.
And then I get to the game last night, and I go, I bet Dylan's there.
Yep.
That's what Allie meant. I knew immediately then, and Garrett didn't even out him. Garrett was like, not saying anything.
Not saying a word. Well, the thing is, I follow Simone on Twitter, and she, you know, she's an influencer, so she puts it out there. And the other day, she had a tweet up that said, can I wear a leather jacket in L.A. this time of year? And I was like, huh, she's going to L.A. Dylan's got time off. Monday Night Football. Okay. Got it.
I do give Dylan credit, though. He was off Friday because he was sick, and Garrett came in and stepped in for him. But he did work Sunday.
Yeah.
But he ghosted us all day Friday. Because I even text Dylan. I was like, hey, man, how you feeling? Yeah. Nothing. He texted me back like Saturday.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
No. He was super sick. I really hope like he took a bunch of NyQuil and he was just out.
I think he did.
It looked painful and he sounded painful when he was talking. And I don't want any part of that. So I'm glad he wasn't here Friday. I mean, I guess we wouldn't have seen him wear Publix anyway, but
right.
I'm glad he took some time to take care of himself, especially if he was getting on a flight.
True. True. But maybe he wore a mask on the flight. I don't know. I remember wearing a mask on flights. Oh, it was so miserable.
Brutal.
Dude, flying's miserable enough, much less wearing a mask.
It's absolutely brutal. Did it twice going to and from Hawaii wearing a mask the entire time.
Oh, that's an extra long flight.
Awful. Absolutely awful. All right, I know you guys saw the notification yesterday. The Falcons have announced that they released Jordan Fuller. They added wide receiver Malik Heath, who had been cut by Green Bay on Saturday. How do you feel about these changes?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up to you. I don't know a ton about Malik Heath. I can tell you it's a move to try to get somebody into this wide receiver room to make a play, maybe make a contested catch. Jordan Fuller, I don't divulge a lot of that stuff on the road, but I'm pretty sure it was Jordan Fuller had a sweet fur coat in New York when we were going through security to enter the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Joe Namath style
nice.
Jacket. But that's my memory of Jordan Fuller.
Yeah.
This season. And I'm not
the fur coat.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be hateful. I'm not trying to take a shot, but I am fine with making that move to try to get someone in here who can maybe make a play with this offensive wide receiver unit. I don't know, though, what it says. I don't think it says anything about Drake yet, even though he was estimated to have not practiced yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would say is that it makes me feel like we won't see Casey Washington active anytime soon.
Yeah, Casey Washington's been a healthy scratch here for many, many weeks now at this point. It's been a difficult season for him. I mean, they brought him in. He was the starting X in training camp. And he was the guy who was stepping in for Darnell Mooney's role. But mm-hmm. he just hasn't really turned much out of the season. And it's really unfortunate for him. But the team is really trying to Bo's point, really trying to figure this wide receiver room out. It has been a disaster. But you think of lasting memories. I always think of Ray McLeod and whatever he was wearing. He always had some really cool stuff, like whether it's the hat or like the cool jacket or something like that.
Do you know the story? Do you know the story behind all that? Like
no.
He has like a stylist that none of the stuff that he gets is bought new. It's all Ray Ray's stuff is all like through like I don't want to say like Goodwill and stuff, but like secondhand
thrifted.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And like so he has someone help put that together. That's where his thing came from. It was really cute when Ray Ray played well, and
yeah.
then it was annoying. I know the fan base was annoyed when it wasn't. The fan base got mad at him last year when he wore that Randall Cunningham jersey on Monday Night Football.
I remember that.
To the game.
Yeah.
But he did that quite often. But yeah. Sorry, I just didn't know if...
No, you're exactly right. And then Jordan Fuller, of course, I think he's played not a lot of snaps this season on defense. I mean, he was brought in, played under Raheem Morris for many years out there in Los Angeles. And, I mean, he's had a good career, but he just didn't turn into anything here in Atlanta, mostly because you have Xavier Watts, who comes out and plays as well as he does. So he was a big contributor on special teams. I think he played 8-9 snaps or so. I haven't gone back to the film and watched his actual snaps. I don't know if it's you cut him for any of the special teams errors or anything else like that. I don't want to come out and say something incorrect as far as that's concerned, but I know that the special teams have been a concern for this team, and that's a prominent contributor on special teams.
Well, and Garrett, you were up at Flowery Branch yesterday, right?
I was, yes.
Okay, so you've got some Raheem Morris audio. Obviously, he spoke with the media yesterday. We're going to play that coming up. He covered quite a bit of different topics yesterday, so we'll break all that down next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.